Well, welcome to the Top 5, where we preview the upcoming week and look at five things that we should be mindful of that are coming up. So next week will mark the start of a new trading month, and at the moment the Aussie market is sitting at the worst levels in approximately 4 weeks. So let's look at the top five in no particular order. Number one will be stocks trading ex-dividend. And now that most companies have released their profit results over the month of February, it's now time for many companies to start paying dividends out in the next couple of months. So next week we're going to get about 25 companies trading ex-dividend, including three of the big iron ore miners, BHP, Fortescue, and also Rio Tinto. They're all declared record dividends as well. But we'll also have ex-div stocks like CSL, Evolution, Horizon, Origin, and Treasury Wine Estates. Number two will be the bond market. Now, in recent weeks, this has been thrown into focus. Essentially, there's been a sell-off in the bond market, which has pushed returns on some longer-term bonds significantly higher, and it's contributed to a bit more volatility and choppiness in the Australian share market. Essentially, there's been more optimism about global growth, a potential further stimulus in the United States as well, and the fact that central banks have been less concerned with inflation rising and paying more attention to trying to get the job market back to normal. Number three will be the Reserve Bank board meeting. Now, the RBA meets on the first Tuesday of each month, with the exception of January, to decide what to do with rates and other policies, but essentially it's unlikely to announce anything new really on Tuesday as far as what the market is broadly expecting, but any commentary in the accompanying statement on Tuesday from the RBA about the bond market and the recent movements there will receive plenty of attention. Number four will be the vaccine rollout, which has already kicked off on Monday, on the 22nd of February, for essential workers and through the aged care system. But there have been some delays and a number of issues that have popped up as well. One of them, for example, a doctor giving two patients four times the recommended dose of the Pfizer vaccine in Brisbane. So this is one to watch in coming days, just for the pace and success of the rollout, particularly because the Aussie market has improved for the past 4 to 5 months, and perhaps this has been inspired partly by hopes of the vaccine rollout. And number five will be the economic data avalanche. Basically, the start of a new month is always one of the busiest times of the month when it comes to updates on the Australian economy, and the coming week will be no different. So we get figures on property prices, on retail trade, on economic growth. There'll be a number of indicators on China's economy. And at the end of next week, we've got the report called the non-farm payrolls in the United States, which essentially is an update on jobs. And it's one of the more closely watched updates on how the American labour market is performing. See you next week.